Coming up, we are coming to you live from Cleveland, Ohio, from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum. And we talk to Jason Hanley, Vice President of Education and Visitor Engagement here at the Rock Hall, as well as Mandy Smith, Director of Education, to discuss the nominees to the 2022 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Super excited about it. So let's jump straight to it. Greg Harris, the CEO, is going to walk us through the nominees, and then we'll jump straight to it. First with Jason and then with Mandy. Thank you so much.
Welcome to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, with Jamie Rodriguez. A trip of music discovery, Jamie is picking people he thinks you'll really like. Musicians, artists, producers, and everyone involved in the world of music. Here's your host, Jamie Rodriguez.
Hello, rock and roll fans. I'm honored to be standing inside the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, surrounded by those who've received rock and roll's highest honor, the artist whose music changed our lives, and I'm here to announce our 2022 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. It's a diverse group of extremely talented individuals and bands who've had a significant impact on rock and roll, the music that connects us all. Thank you to our voting body and to all of you who have participated in the fan vote. And now, here is the 2022 class of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. In the performers category, Pat Benatar, Duran Duran, Eminem, Eurythmics, Dolly Parton, Lionel Richie, and Carly Simon. In addition, we're honored to induct the following in these special categories: Judas Priest, Jimmy Jam, and Terry Lewis for musical excellence, Alan Grubman, Jimmy Iovine, and Sylvia Robinson as our Ahmet Erdogan awardees, Elizabeth Cotton, and Harry Belafonte for early influence. Congratulations to our newest inductees.
Jason.
Hey, Jamie. So good to see you, man. Welcome back to Cleveland.
Absolutely, man. It's just seeing you guys, it feels like home. This is my
I know,
church.
Right?
This is my temple.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's awesome to be here in the building, right? Especially on a day like today, where we get to announce all the new inductees that'll be going
it.
In this
I love
year.
It. You're in your element. You have a pep in your step.
It's I know, wonderful. Right? It's like a little holiday for us here, right? When we get to finally announce that new class, you know, we've been working on the bios and thinking about these artists, and now we get to share it with the world. It is. It's a fun day. It's always really exciting.
So, Jason, what a class. I mean, I just had a chance to dissect it because it came out like an hour ago.
Yeah,
so
right.
I was kind of like processing it.
Right.
But a few things stand out. Number one, and we were talking a little bit about this off camera, lots of women. What a great
class. Yeah, right? What a really great class. It's one of the highest classes with women as inductees going in.
Yeah.
And it's not just women in one role or the other. What I like about it is it's so diverse even within the roles in rock and roll women played, right? So you've got a great artist like Carly Simon, a singer-songwriter. You've got Annie Lennox of the Eurythmics. Mm. What an innovator, right? So great. You've got Sylvia Robinson going in for the Ahmet Erdogan Award, and she helped, you know, she started, co-founded Sugar Hill Records, and it was right there at the beginning of hip-hop. So what I love about it is you're seeing women in a lot of different roles in the music industry as part of this class.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've talked about about this before. The Rock Hall is so, like, the diversity thing is something that has it, like, it's a vanguard.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Really cool. And, you know, it's something I think, too, that we're very conscious of and we want to keep promoting and thinking about and who gets on that nominee list. So at least there's a chance for the voters to be able to say they want to come out and support these kind of diverse classes and race and gender. And it represents what rock and roll is. Rock and roll has always been an incredibly diverse genre of music, right?
Absolutely.
People from all parts of the United States and then eventually around the world make this music. You know, recently I've been learning a lot about even some of the rock and roll in South America, and I've just been blown away by some of the amazing artists that come out of there, too.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
that
stereo, did you hear about that?
Yeah, totally, right? And I was listening to a lot more of the music. I didn't know a ton about it.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's so exciting that rock and roll is like an endless journey. There's always something new to hear, something new to listen to and check out and learn
Absolutely.
About.
All right, Jason, let me ask you about Dolly Parton, because I'm sure it's probably already making headlines. We talked when she came out, she's the spirit of rock and roll. I never doubted that she was Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
And neither
did
you, because, you know, we understand that rock and roll is like a spirit. You
That's
know?
Right.
Take us a little bit behind the scenes about, you know, when she pulled out and, and graciously declined and all that. Like, you know, what was the process like here?
I think it was interesting, right? Because that's interesting for us, because usually when there are a lot of artists who want to be nominated, and, you know, you're nominating these artists. And I think with Dolly, what happened is she started thinking, well, am I country? Should I be in there? Am I taking a spot from somebody else?
She went like into the sound.
Yeah, okay. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But as you and I've talked about, and we talked about that morning, right, when the nominees came out, it is that idea that Dolly Parton's music has influenced so many people, and particularly rock and roll musicians, right? I mean, you think of her songwriting, people who've covered her music, just her energy and her passion. And country has always been a part of rock and roll from the very beginning. I mean, you go back to Johnny Cash and Elvis and, you know, even the early influences we have inducted in the Rock Hall. So I think she thought maybe, you know, am I taking a spot away from an artist like a Judas Priest or somebody like that? But at the same time, I think then she learned a little bit more about it. She realized it's about your impact and your influence and your musical excellence. And it was really great in the last week to see her kind of reverse that and realize that the fans supported her and the fan vote too, right?
Yes.
I mean, she was in the top five of the fan vote.
That's meaningful.
So it was great that she changed her mind. I'm glad we kept her on the ballot. And now, hopefully, it's a happy ending. Everything, that's right. Everything works out in the end, right?
I love it, Jason. And I know you have a million things to do, and we could talk for 17 hours about all this stuff.
So, absolutely.
So let me just zero in on an interesting one, because enough will be said about Duran Duran and the MTV and the color they did, and Eminem is going to be talked about.
Yeah.
But you mentioned Judas Priest.
Yep.
And a lot of people know the name, but they don't understand why it's such an impactful band.
Yeah.
Talk to the mainstream music fan about Judas Priest for a hot second.
I've been a big fan of Judas Priest for a long time. I've been one of the people sort of saying, I really hope they get inducted. And I'm so glad that they made it in this year. You know, if you think about the beginning of heavy metal, it's kind of unique because you can trace it back almost to one band. You can really go back to Black Sabbath, right? Yeah. And then you can say, all right, you've got elements of Led Zeppelin and Deep Purple in there. And eventually that story ends up with Metallica and other bands, you know, that are inducted. That new wave of British heavy metal from the 70s and 80s just was so influential on a whole generation. They were taking aspects of the blues and hard rock, and they were twisting it all into something new. It even had, with Judas Priest, a little bit of an element of punk music in there at one point, right?
Yeah.
And Rob Halford is, you know, one of the guys who developed that operatic metal voice. You know, that, wah! I mean, that's what everybody thinks of with every metal. Thank you very much. That comes from Rob Halford. I mean, he was the guy who kind of perfected that, along with Ronnie James Dio, of course, too, right? Who was in Black Sabbath and the band Dio. And I really am glad to see that Judas Priest is getting in. They absolutely deserve it. You know, Rob Halford is a great guy, and the rest of the band all getting in this year. And now, finally, it really says to that generation of metal fan, hey, This music is important. It should be in here. It matters. Yeah.
Andy Smith.
Jamie.
Director of Education of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep.
First of all, so nice to meet you.
You too. Welcome to the Rock Hall. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh my God, everyone here is like family, and like, you know, I think I had seen you before, but not formally met, and you have such cool buys and, you know, great reputation about your knowledge of all things rock and roll. So
thank you.
Happy to be here on this historic day.
Yeah, we're happy to have you.
Historic day because the 2022 inductees have been announced.
Yeah.
And I mean, what a class. What a class.
What a diverse class that really shows all of the different things that rock and roll is.
100%. So first, let's go through them, and then like we'll dissect a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry to my audience that I'm like reading, but this is very fresh.
And there's too many to memorize.
Performer category. We got Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo.
Mm-hmm.
We have Duran Duran, Eminem, Eurythmics, Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Lionel Richie, Carly Simon, and then for Musical Excellence Award, we have Judas Priest, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Early Influence Award, we have Harry Belafonte, Elizabeth Cotton, and the Ahmet Ertegun Award, we have Alan Grubman, Jimmy Iovine, and Sylvia Robinson.
What a class.
What a class. Okay, so we can go in so many directions.
let's first start with something that is jumping at me. Mm-hmm. A lot of really cool women inducted.
Yes, a lot of cool women. We have so many of these acts represent women, from the performers to the Early Influence Award to the Ahmet Erdogan Award. This is the most acts we've had that are getting inducted in a year that have women in them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, mm-hmm. And I think we've talked this with Greg before and the people here, like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, really, the diversity is mm-hmm. is like, it's really evolved into something beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's really important to recognize, because the reason that rock and roll is so powerful and affects so many people is because everyone can see themselves represented in rock and roll in some way or another.
Right.
So it's really important to induct all of those artists that are influencing people.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, a couple other nominees. First, let's jump to one that is going to be giving headlines, and that's Dolly Parton, right?
Right.
Because it went through these hoops. I think she misunderstood like what it meant to be a rock and roller, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But she's in.
Yeah.
She's in. And you know, I think she deserves to be in because her spirit
mm-hmm.
is rock and roll, isn't it?
And really, a spirit is kind of the best way to define rock and roll, because you can't define it by any one musical style or genre. And Dolly Parton really embodies the spirit of what it means to be a path-breaking rock and roller that speaks to youth culture. She's yeah. just quite frankly a national treasure.
Absolutely, 100%. And also the fact that she came, you know, from the Smoky Mountains, from not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She had to overcome so many obstacles to become the icon that she is. I mean,
for sure.
What's more rock and roll than that, right?
I can't think of anything.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm glad we agree there. Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I can't. I'm still taking it in. This is really fresh.
Yeah,
I can't believe that Slim Shady, who in middle school, I was, you know, in my Discman there, or my first MP3 player, is getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I love that.
And it's such a big deal because this is his first year ever eligible. So in order to be eligible, it has to be 25 years after your first release, and it's a really small group of people that have gotten in their first year of eligibility, and Eminem is the only one this year, and I think he deserves it. I mean, yeah. He is the best-selling artist of this century. He has
wow.
challenged America and the world to think about things we'd rather not think about,
yeah.
which I think is so important for an artist to do, and
yeah.
just his sonic innovations in how he raps are just really amazing, and just his style can't be duplicated.
Absolutely. And I think his later albums are actually like incredible.
They are incredible.
You
I
know,
mean, just
maybe not the flashy breakout hits as
mm-hmm.
the beginning, but maybe he's like better than ever. I think he's unbelievable.
And he's continuing to really
yeah.
evolve and just rap even faster and more pointedly, and just really hone the mastery of being an MC.
Absolutely. Well said, Mandy.
Thank you.
Duran Duran. Oh my God, I love Duran Duran. See, when I think of Duran Duran, and when I was in Miami Radio, I met the guys, I think of color, I think of like visuals, I think of MTV.
Yes.
Yeah, like, talk to me, you take it away from here, yeah.
Absolutely, Duran Duran was such an important MTV band. And one of the reasons is a lot of those British new wave bands already had music videos.
Mm.
And so when MTV, you know, first launched in August of 1981,
yeah.
a lot of British new wave bands were really well positioned to take advantage of that. They knew how to make music videos, and Duran Duran was really at the head of that and made some really classic music videos and had the great sound to back it up. They craft these pop hits, but with these really kind of complex synthesizer musical structures underneath. They're everything. They're great.
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, we can. What a fascinating class. Carly Simon. I mean, last year we inducted, of course, Carole King.
Right.
So I feel like this is like a new, like almost like wing of the Rock Hall, where we're giving the proper due to these female poets that have
yeah.
influenced the art form. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, these singer-songwriters, and we had Joni Mitchell in,
mm-hmm.
you know, several years ago.
Yeah.
I think that they're so important, and they're a part of that great Laurel Canyon scene in California. That is, and the singer-songwriters of that scene were really trying to convey emotion and insight and personal experiences in a new way that people in rock had not done before.
Right, right. Let me ask you a little bit about the fan voting.
Mm-hmm.
What insight did we get from that? Like, who won? What were the final statistics?
Well, it's really exciting. Duran was mm-hmm. number one. Eminem was number two.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, the number one fan vote will end up getting in, and maybe a couple other people in sure. the top five. This year, the top eight people in the fan vote are all getting in. So I think the fans, everyone's going to have something to love about this class. I think that they're going to be really excited about it.
I love it. I mean, there's, you know, like you said, and every year there's always a group that complains. Mm-hmm. This year, almost no complaints.
Mm-hmm.
One group that maybe is like, huh, they didn't make it, Rage Against the Machine.
A personal favorite of mine, yeah. My second favorite band of all time.
Right, mm-hmm. right. You know, what happened there? Just a little bit, maybe next year, just a little too rough this year?
Yeah, you know, I think in any given year, you know, the people that don't get in, they just didn't resonate with the voting body that
sure.
year. And I have a lot of faith in my second favorite band of all time that they will get in someday.
Absolutely.
I think someday they will resonate with the voters, and that'll be a great day. I will celebrate.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You've been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast with Jamie Rodriguez.